Blog Talk Radio. In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that costs her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com. In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I love writing a fun love story. You meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz Now. And, of course, the Don S. McClure Show. You know, we've been doing these shows now. We're celebrating on June the 22nd. Yeah, yesterday. 10 years. 10 years I've been writing on the radio. 19 books out. 89,000 listeners. What the heck is going on with success? Oh, yeah, and I will tell some of my corny jokes. Well, not as many on our jazz show as I do on my Friday night show. Because Friday, I mean, we cut up on the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to hear the best jazz on Wednesday. I don't care if you got a broke phone, a stolen phone, a jip phone. What other kind of phones? A minute phone. You could get my show. And my producer's looking at me like, Don, why do you talk about phones? Okay, all right. But anyway, and you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net. And hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So you got a lot of ways to listen to me. Jazz on Wednesday, lifestyle and R&B on Friday, Sunday classical music, and on Saturday, a brief introduction to my sister's show, who I still co-host, The Voice of Joy Online. So we got a lot. You get a lot of Don S. McClure. All kinds of ways. So it is 7:07, and it's time for me to start. Actually, it's 7:08. I've been running behind all day, and it's been driving me crazy. But we're going to do it. We're going to do this jazz thing tonight. I thought we'd go back a little bit, too, and do a little Dakota Staton, because she is so bad. So we're going to open the show with Feeling. F-E-E-L-I-N, I said it right, Da Rhythm by Eric Darius. That's my guy, too. I like the way he plays. And when I come back, we got more great jazz for you on the Don S. McClure, All That Jazz Now. Did you hear Eric cutting up? That's Eric Darius. And he's friends with one of the artists I really admire, Damian Escobar. And we're going to be playing some of Damian's stuff tonight. And we're going to play some of Laura Henderson out of Florida. She's got a couple of tracks on our playboard. Man, this is just, it's going to be hot tonight. I'm telling you, it's so hot. How hot was it? The furnace was on. That was corny. I know it was corny. I don't care either, but that was a corny joke. Hey, let me get to a track. We got some great stuff tonight, man. We got some 1944 stuff. We got some 1968, 79. We got some 2020, some 2021. We got some everybody. So I just went crazy. And, you know, I was really tired driving back to get into the studio. And, man, I was like, I got to get there and get on time, get my show together, and get to getting. So I'm going to play something by Doc Powell called So Cool. And Doc Powell is bad, man. And I'm going to get to see him at the Jazz Festival, period, in Texas, coming up in, I guess, Labor Day or something. I don't know. Anyway, let me get back to the playboard. We got some great music for you. And the topic for the show tonight is called The Quest for Greatness. Man, did you hear that bass line? That's bad. You know, my older brothers, man, they played jazz, loved jazz. I learned a lot from them. And I appreciate growing up in the family that I had. They made me a awesome guy. Hit a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't take it out of context. But so far, so good. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track before we get to, 7:30 we do our commercials. So I'm going to jump to a track by Jimmy Sachs called No Man, No Cry. And I haven't figured out why he wants to cry, but no man, no cry. And he's like, my producer's like, nah, that's the title of the song. See, he comes in on the Skype, so we get to talk to each other on Skype. He's a great guy. So I'm going to play this track, and when I come back, we got more great music for you. Man, that was Jimmy Sax, S-A-X, No Man, No Cry. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Want to get into the show online, you can go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on air button and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, hit the backslash, put in Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. So again, you got a bunch of ways to tune in, and our R&B lifestyle show is off the chain on Fridays. We got more great music for you tonight. You know, the whole thing is just such a dynamic show. I just can't believe 9 years. That's deep. Hey, I'm going to jump back to a track by Dakota Staton. Some of you are a little bit too young to know who she is, but my older brothers used to play her. She had a track where she said she just wants the simple life. She didn't care about the big cars, the big rings, the big houses. She just wanted a little cottage with her man in it so they could snuggle and be happy. Oh, Lord. That sounds so sweet.
Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my life. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the one you love inside. Some like the high road. I like the low road. Free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy. But yes, indeed. Give me the simple life. Thank you. one that faces us in wine. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. So I like the high road, I like the low road, free from cares and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed. Give me the simple, please make it simple. Give me the simple life.
So ladies, did you hear what she said? She just wants a simple life. She likes potatoes, mashed potatoes. She said, I don't want all that stuff. I just want a nice life. Man, that's deep. Hey, I got to play a track by the guy who I think is the next extraordinary top violinist in the world, Damian Escobar. He's got a track called Awaken, and this guy is just dangerously bad. And when I say somebody can cut, they can cut.
Oh,
Man, did you hear that track? Damien Escobar. I'm telling you, Damien's bad, man. You know, Damien, I think, was 12 years old when he was enrolled into classical music classes, Juilliard. And I think he was the youngest student in the history of the school. But he's had a fantastic career. He's done over 41 concerts across the globe. And I just like the way he plays. Damien's bad. He's one of my great jazz artists, as well as he can cut up. We can play him on our R&B side. Man, it is 7:38. We are cutting up. My board is lit up with blue lights, with people tuning in from all over the country, joining that 89,000 listenership. That's a lot of people. That's a whole lot of people, and we're growing. And hopefully, we're going to have our own TV network by the end of the year. We're working on it hard, along with my little 19 books and some other stuff. Hey, I got to take a quick break. And when I come back, we got some more dangerous jazz music for you. Some Dakota Staten. Who else is on here? Laura Henderson. Some Cosmic Monkey. And we're going to have a gentleman explain, what is Latin jazz? I know a lot of you say, well, I heard of Latin jazz. I know. But we just want to make sure you're informed. Got to keep you in the positive, knowing all this great stuff. All right, let me get to this quick break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligroso que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And I love the way she says that. Hermana Tiana. That's one of the greatest espionage books. I think I just put my foot in that one when I wrote it. It's the follow-up to my book, To Have a Friend, and that's a dangerous book. Dangerous, man. So, you know, I write some dangerous stuff better than James Bond, better than anybody. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track. We're going back to Dakota Staten. I love you more than you'll ever know. This is an old jazz track. And again, my older brother, Marvin, man, he taught me all his great stuff. My brother, Roland, I just saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he was playing that jazz. So I got a little training. Let's listen to Dakota Staten. I love you more than you will ever, ever know. Whew, that's some deep love there.
Thank you. And if I ever hurt you, baby, you know I hurt myself as well. That any way for a man to carry on, do you think he wants to live a loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. You know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think he wants his little loved one gone? Love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be any kind of gal. I'm trying to be somebody you can love, trust, and understand. Yes, I know that I could be a part of you that no one else could see. I just gotta hear, to hear you say it. Your little loved one gone. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. More than you'll ever know. Ooh.
Now that's what we call some vintage jazz, Dakota Staton, man. And they would be singing them tracks, the band be playing on the pianos and just hitting it, bass player, man, that's some dangerous stuff there, man. And they would sing like it was just so real for them. Wow. We got a Latin artist that I am wild about out of Florida. Her name is Laura Henderson. And she is taking the jazz community by storm. I mean, she's cutting tracks. She's taking the old ones, the new ones, the up-to-date ones, the back in the day. We've got two tracks by her we're going to play. One Randy Crawford did, and the other Frank Sinatra did. She's going to hit the track called Fly Me to the Moon by Laura Henderson out of Florida. And she's a Latin artist. And she's bad, too. So, while I play her, I've got to get a good bottle of cold water to cool off.
Thank you. to the moon and let me sail among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure, playing the best jazz on Wednesday evening that nobody can beat. Nobody. Not the jazz greats, not the jazz newbies, nobody. And my producer's on the Skype looking at me like, Don, oh, Lord, what am I going to do with you? You know, we've been together 10 years on air. Oh, man, that's deep. But that jazz is cutting. And for the people just tuning in, you know, you missed some great stuff earlier, but we got some more hot stuff for you. We're going to jump to a track called Cosmic Monkey. And this is a bad track, man. I got this track from a guy named Renee. Can you believe that? That's his name, though. Renee. And he can cut. So I'm going to get to this track called Cosmic Monkey. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. Monkey. Oh, man, I like that track. Did you hear that guitar? And they could cut, man. They could cut. You know, I was looking through my playboard, and I always find something, you know, that I'm supposed to play at one point, then I play at another. And I'm like, you know what? I like it. I just like that. Hey, I'm going to play a track by, who's my artist? Let's see. Oh, this is a track, Thinking of You by Renee Jr. featuring Brian Simpson. This is bad.
Thank you. name is Chris Washburn, and I'm a trombone player that spent a lot of my time in my professional life playing music that is oftentimes called Latin jazz. Today, I would like to answer the question, what is Latin jazz for you? This is not such a simple answer, but we can think of it in a variety of ways. So the simple way is that it's a type of music that combines jazz with various musical styles from Latin America or the Caribbean. But it's not just Latin American and Caribbean music, and it's not just jazz. It's kind of this middle ground where there's almost equal weight or close to equal weight between those different styles. Now, many people believe that this style of music emerged in 1947, in particular with two musicians that were very interested in combining these two different styles. One was Dizzy Gillespie, a trumpet player, and the other was Mario Bauza, a Cuban arranger, trumpet player, and saxophone player. Mario Bauza introduced Dizzy Gillespie to a very famous Cuban percussionist named Chano Pozo. They got together and started to write music and perform. They played at Carnegie Hall, they played up at Boston Symphony Hall, and they also played at the Apollo Theater. And it was a very unique mix of kind of big band jazz with Latin rhythms. And this is really where the term Latin jazz starts to emerge, where the music was different enough from big band jazz of the 1940s and different enough from Cuban dance music that people started calling it something different. At first, Dizzy Gillespie started calling it cubop, which was the word Cuba and bebop mixed together to really show this equal weight between the two different styles. It was a very successful stylistic mixing, and what it did is it started to change the repertoire of jazz, where people started to incorporate more Latin American and Caribbean rhythms into their performance, and also more and more musicians from Cuba, as well as other places in Latin America, started to participate in jazz. This style of music has been with us and identified as a separate style of music from the mid-1940s. That's the simple answer. The more complicated answer, though, we have to go much farther back to the very beginnings of jazz. New Orleans is the city that's most associated with the beginnings of jazz. But if you've ever been to New Orleans, you'll notice a few things. One, the people down there, they kind of speak a little differently than other places in the United States. They actually have different food, different architecture, and different musical styles. And that's because New Orleans can really be viewed more as a Caribbean city than a North American city. Indeed, for many, many years, it was the French that administered that place, same with the Spanish. And it wasn't until the early 1800s that we start to see it become part of the United States. Why is that significant? Well, that's significant in the sense that culturally, it was a lot different from North American cities. Also, it was the biggest port city that we had for many years in the United States, and it would trade with many South American and Caribbean places. So there was a big interchange of peoples going back and forth. So when you start to listen to early, early versions of jazz, you'll not only hear the blues, which is a really big component of jazz, you'll hear North American popular song, which is important, brass bands, but you'll also hear a lot of Caribbean rhythms and Latin American rhythms. Because at those parties that those early jazz musicians were playing and making a living in the various venues, they were not only playing the popular music from North America, but they were also playing popular Cuban and Latin American styles. And so it played a really fundamental role early on. So in some ways, you can think about early jazz as Latin jazz too, if you use the definition that I provided in the beginning, where it's a mixture of these two places. So it becomes a very crucial component of the foundations of jazz. But how we view it now as a separate style is really kind of the legacy that Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo gave us. But maybe it's better to think about the fact that maybe Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie just reinvigorated that connection and brought it to the front and started calling it out by calling it cubop and letting people know this is a significant part of what jazz is. Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures.
renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back. I was trying to write some notes now. And my producer was banging on the Skype screen like, Don, come back to the air. That was funny, man. That was I torment him. He says when he goes to sleep at night, he has dreams like, Don, you're driving me crazy. Oh, man, what a great show tonight. My board is filling up with blue lights. That means a lot of people are listening in, and I'm grateful for that. You know, 10 years being on air, that's a compliment, man. That's a kombucha. Now, I know you don't know what a kombucha is. That means it's really, really good. So when you hear me say kombucha, then you know it's good. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track. Man, it's one of the tracks that I like. It's by Terry Tuck and the group, and his wife's in the group. And they're going to be in Dallas, I think. I got a producer friend of mine down there named Sharon Banks, and she puts together, well, she works with this huge organization, and they're really good. I think this is their fourth festival, so I got to get more stuff about it. It's called the Academy. It's called the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. I got to always look it up. I don't know why I screwed that name up. But anyway, this is Terry Tuck and his wife. They're doing an old track. What are you doing for the rest of your life? I don't know. I know what I'm doing. I'm just having a ball.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. Fields of gold and
Imagine being in the club when she's singing and her husband just playing the instruments and she's just cutting up. Terry Tuck, man. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by Dakota Staten. Don't forget, this jazz time, we're going back to the old greats. Dakota Staten, When Sunny Gets Blue. Oh man, this is a track.
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the tree. That sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Somehow she's not the same, but memories will fade and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dream fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lovely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
I'm telling you, my brothers would play that. Now, but what's that name? Who's that singing that? Get on out of here, boy. You're too young for this stuff. This is for good groovy people. Man, I'd be like, well, I could groove. They'd be like, Don, get out of here. Call my mother. Say, tell Don to get out of here. Trying to listen to some jazz. Hey, I'm going to play a track by our favorite Latin artist, well, one of them actually, Laura Henderson out of Florida. She's doing a track called Wild as the Wind, and Randy Crawford can cut this track. So when I was searching through the database and this came up, I said, hey, I'm a fan of Laura Henderson, and I'm always in Florida, so I think I'll play this. And I took some beautiful pictures that were on display at two art exhibits. One of them was a Florida dock where I was outside the hotel. I captured this shot, man, of a little dock. Beautiful. You got to see it. You got to see some of my work. All right. Wild is the Wind, Laura Henderson, Florida artist, Latin Florida artist.
Love me, love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For we're creatures of the wind and wild as the wind.
Wow, that was deep, wasn't it? Wild as the Wind. That's a deep track. You know, it's a hard track to sing, too. Randy's kind of hard to beat. But she did a really good job. All right, let me jump to this track called She Is Michelle by Gato Barbieri. And Gato was bad, man. I mean, this guy put so much emotion in his horn, you could feel it. So I want you to sit back and relax and listen to She Is Michelle. This is Dangerously Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, that's some deep music, ain't it? That's deep, deep as I can get it. Oh, my God. That's just too deep. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track by a friend of mine called Spanish Rain. His name is Zamil. And this boy, this man can cut. So he did an instrumental. Usually he's doing like poems and stuff, but he wrote an instrumental. Listen to that all night long. real long. I like that, man. Hey, man, we only got 19 more minutes to go. We almost out of here. So, who do I want to play? How about Paul Taylor? Exotica. How about that? I think I will in this last 19 minutes. Now, can you ask for anything better than that? No, you can't. Oh, man, I play the baddest music, the baddest jazz on the planet.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Show, 12 minutes more to go. Hey, I'm going to play this track, The Truth Always Be by Pat Metheny. I've been playing that lately, and I'm crazy about it. So let me play it again.
Thank you.
Every time I play that, man, I get all worked up. That's a track, man, The Truth. What does he say? Let me find the title for that. The Truth Will Always Be. Oh, my God. We got to take a quick break before we get out of here. But I'm telling you, man, oh, that track just works me up.
In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us. No matter where we live or work, a delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that cost her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com.
Well, that's it for us tonight. Man, but that track, The Truth Will Always Be. Oh, man, I hear it in my head. I feel it. That's just a track of the tracks. Pat Metheny. That's just too much. Take us on out of here. My last 19 seconds. I'm going to play it till the wheels come off. Have a great day.